minor league baseball rule where if you play a morning game the next day, you have to start at a certain earlier time the day before. Don't forget tomorrow, programming note, 11:10 a.m. first pitch, the Mets annual education day game. So because of that early start time, have to start at 6:05 tonight, not 6:10. Hopefully the Mets got the message, because it looks like we're heading more towards a 6:10 start time. We're at a minute away from first pitch scheduled, and the team has not yet taken the field. Taking a look at the week ahead here at Clover Park, it's going to be a big one as the Mets take on the Threshers for the only time this season in Port St. Lucie. The Mets do have a return trip to Clearwater for the very last week of the season. Teams will look a lot different at that point in time. But tomorrow we have Education Day. Going to be close to 2,000 screaming kids in here from classes around the Treasure Coast. Thursday, the return of $2 night. Friday, the big one, school's out night. If you are a student, kindergarten through 12th grade, you get in for free. And you get a plus one for free. All you got to do is get a ticket outside the main gate from the Chamber of Commerce booth, and you are in for free. Saturday, Defender of the Diamond Night, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. Mets will wear their special, unique, custom, Marvel-inspired logo just for the St. Lucie Mets. And those jerseys will be able to be auctioned off on stluciemets.com/auction. Jerseys should be arriving imminently. We'll get those posted for you. Supposed to have fireworks on Saturday. We think it might have rained enough in the week that we were away. It was rained kind of heavy on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a good thing that we weren't playing home games that week. Might have had a rainout, at least a delay. But the good news, the weather this week looks fantastic. Today was really the only iffy day. So we are expecting six games uninterrupted. The Mets and the Threshers. Last year when the Threshers came here, it was a rain-soaked series. Only played five of the games, a couple of rainouts, a doubleheader. Doesn't look like it'll be that way this week. Here come the Mets, ready to get this game started. Back at home for the first time since May 5th. We'll send it down to the field for the national anthem, which will be sung by Bill Wildstein.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars
with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Threshers, meeting for the first of 12 games this season. Tonight, the start of a six-game series at Clover Park. Zach Thornton ready to get it started for the St. Lucie Mets, which have really been ravaged in the pitching department. You know about the promotion of Jonah Tong, of course. Cade Morris got promoted to High A Brooklyn after Sunday's game against Palm Beach. Wyatt Hudepohl has landed on the IL. Zach Thornton on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets today, looking to pick up the slack for everybody. He's making his eighth appearance of the year, his fourth start, 22 innings, 19 strikeouts. He's 1-2 with the 4.91 ERA. Last time he was on the mound on Wednesday against Palm Beach, trying to close out a 1-0 lead, surrendered a one-out, two-run walk-off homer to Chase Atkinson of the Cardinals, trying to shake that off. And he's in the starter role tonight. And Jake will take you around the St. Lucie Mets defense.
Starting in the outfield, going from left and right, it's Clark, Yolencio, Rosa, and then from third to first, Boston Barrow, Colin Houck, Marco Vargas, and Ronald Hernandez. And then, of course, catching is Jose Hernandez with Thornton on the mound.
Starting lineup for the Clearwater Threshers, second-ranked offense in the league, Trent Farquhar will lead it off. Aiden Miller, first-round draft pick, number two overall pick for the Phillies, bats second. Luis Cuquito bats third. Keaton Anthony bats cleanup. Devin Saltabon, Bryson Ware, Nico Paukawa, Grego hits seventh. Raylan Heredia, Avery Owusu-Asiedu bats ninth. We'll get those names right at some point in time this week, Jake. We got six games to figure it out. Here we go. First pitch on the way. And it's a fastball for strike one, and we are underway.
First pitch, 6-11.
84 degrees and partly cloudy. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Slider down and away. It's 1-1. Our home plate umpire, Frank Jones, just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. Automated ball strike system calling all the pitches tonight. Farquhar, a 313 hitter, one home run, 10 driven in on the season. Ground ball, and it bounces off of Houck. He picks it up, and no play at first base. Farquhar is going to reach with the sharp infield single.
And that one coming off 97.9 mile hours off the bat. Tough play for Houck. Almost had it, but just a little bit underneath it, and it bounces off his glove. Luckily, it doesn't go too far away from where he can grab it and get it to first.
Well, it was a tough in-betweener. Official scorer Bill Whitehead calling that infield single. Anything hit really over 95, tough. Here's a fastball. It's a ball throw to second base. Too late by Jose Hernandez. And Farquhar has himself a stolen base, so instantly into scoring position on the infield hit and swiped bag. For Farquhar, that is stolen base number 7 on the year. Only been caught once. Aiden Miller stings one into left center field. That is down. Going for it is Clark. He gets to it deep, drops it. Miller's going to head into second base with an RBI double. And it's 1-0 Clearwater early here at Clover Park.
And Threshers going out aggressive here. First pitch swinging for Miller. Drives that one into left center. Gets all the way to basically to the wall, and it's been a tough start here for St. Lucie.
Miller, one of the top prospects in the Phillies organization, off to a great start this year. 27th overall pick by Philadelphia. Kaikudo up now, and the right-handed hitting catcher takes ball one. Well, the Threshers roll into town on a four-game winning streak. Best record in the league, facing a St. Lucie Mets team that's lost 14 of 15 with the worst record in the league. So coming in, Mets knew that you have to play a really good series if they want to win these games against the Threshers. Clearwater coming out buzzing. A 2-0 pitch, a ball low. You recall the last time the Mets were here at Clover Park to start a series, they faced a blazing hot Jupiter team, which had won 7 in a row. At that point in time, had one of the top 2 records in the league. Mets weren't playing that well, and the Mets just stomped Clearwater the first 3 days. outscoring them, what was it, like 24-7. But already, Jordan Krause, Mets pitching coach, has to make a mound visit as the first three have reached against Thornton.
And the infield single and then the double and now a walk, but a lot of balls thrown by Thornton. Want to get more of those pitches over the plate. It's been one issue for the Mets as of late when it comes to the pitching staff. They've still been really good at striking batters out, but too many free passes the Mets have issued to opposing hitters.
Yeah, if we can bring up the keys to the game graphic, that'd be great. Jake will take you through those as this mound visit comes to an end.
And for the first key, home energy, first game at Clover Park in 2 weeks. You get to play like you did in the first three games of the previous home series against Jupiter. And then fast start, Threshers won four in a row, as Adam just talked about. Don't let them get restarted after the off day. And then third, of course, get back to throwing strikes, 24 walks in the last four games. Want to try and limit that as much as possible.
And we'll see how this plays out through the night, but so far, not a lot of check marks there. But plenty of time to go as this pitch comes inside. And that home energy, you feed off the crowd, get the crowd in the game. And you don't want to fall behind too early. Silver Sluggers night, by the way. 2-0 on Keaton Anthony. Anthony from Tukula, Georgia. Non-drafted free agent last year. Takes this one low. It's two balls and a strike. Thornton looking for the first out. We'll throw back to second. Not in time to get Miller. Now last year, the Threshers ran wild on the Mets. They had some really fast guys. Already a stolen base here tonight. Marty Malloy, their manager, very aggressive. 2-1 pitch laid in for a strike, a fastball, 89. And last year, Clearwater had Justin Crawford, the son of former major leaguer Carl Crawford. And he was a fast one, as you'd expect. Good bloodlines. Clearwater the last couple years, very aggressive team. 2-2 pitch, sweeping inside for ball three. Payoff pitch, lined out of play, fastball.
I like that pitch from Thornton, though, getting that one over the plate and in the zone. And these are a lot of good hitters here for Clearwater, but you got to let your defense do the work behind you. Can't be afraid and try to throw around them too much.
3-2 pitch, another deflected ball off to the right. A late swing by Anthony, playing defense down there. Anthony, this is his 27th game. Six doubles. 11 driven in. 3-2 pitch outside for ball four. Back-to-back walks, and the Mets are now facing a bases-loaded, no-out situation. Already down 1-0. And Devin Saltabon will come to the plate.
Back-to-back walks, really tough, especially with still nobody out. Mets trying to get that first out. We knew this game wasn't going to be easy, but definitely isn't going to get any easier the more walks that are issued.
Middle infield playing back, corners in. This first pitch is fouled away by Saltabon to the right. And the Mets would like a ground ball double play up the middle. But right now, desperate for any out. Thornton approaching 20 pitches. Still has not recorded an out. 0-1 pitch. Must have been high. ABS didn't like it. You start getting around that 30-pitch mark. Teams become very wary. So we just got to find a way to get three outs in short order here. A foul tip on a big cut by Saltabon. And it's 1-2.
One of the first times we've seen Thornton ahead in the count here. Let's see how he can work this. Big chance for him to try and pick up that first out.
Pitch is outside. Good snag by Hernandez. Saving potential wild pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Another deep count. Miller at third. Caicudo at second and Anthony on first. Ground ball right to Barrow. He steps on third, goes home, and they're going to get Miller in a rundown. He will be tagged by Hernandez and then dropped. And he's going to be safe. Now the Mets have an out at third base as Barrow forced out Caicudo. And then he could not get Miller. He dropped the ball trying to tag him. That was a mistake by Hernandez. He could have thrown it. He could have put in his mitt. That was easily out number two, and against a team like Clearwater, you just can't do that. They had an easy out number two.
Yeah, unfortunate, especially when you're trying to fight for outs right now. You want to get any one that you can get, and that was tailor-made to pick up at least two outs there, unfortunately only getting
five
one.
On the put out.
So it'll be a fielder's choice, five unassisted.
E2 on the play.
Caicudo out at third. Anthony up to second. Miller stays at third. Ground ball, and that's high and foul off the bat of Bryson Ware. So E2 on Hernandez. And again, it Mets about to turn a double play, no runs in. That was going to be the best-case scenario. Barrow, he fielded that ball, went right to third for the force, and then went home to Hernandez. It was all right. Everything was going fine until Hernandez lied that tag, dropped the ball. A 1-1 pitch is fouled back. Still an opportunity, though, to get out of it.
The base is loaded, and now with one out, that double play ball can potentially end the inning if you get something similar again.
A 1-2 pitch, a ground ball deep to third. That's going to be picked foul by Barrow. The other part of it is you got Thornton's pitch count rising quickly, so a chance to get two outs on one pitch would have been huge. A 1-2 line drive, base hit into right field. That's going to bring home Miller. Everybody else will hold, and it's 2-0 Clearwater. Sharp single by Ware. He gets an RBI and reloads the bases. Hit too hard for Anthony to score.
Well, the good news is there that only one run comes in on that play, and pressures move station to station. So trying to limit the damage is your goal right now and get out of this inning.
Here is Nico Hawaka-Grego. Hawaka-Grego takes the ball outside. You have a couple of different players for the Threshers here who have hyphenated last names. Pitch is low. A couple of batters later, you'll have Owusu Asaidu.
There's one out.
Two-0 pitch, fouled back. Hawaka-Grego taking a healthy cut. Bases loaded, one out. One pitch. Sweeper misses away. Now the walk is a run. Ground ball. Vargas to Hauk. Hauk back to first. There's the double play the Mets were looking for. All things considered, that turned out okay for the Mets. Clearwater, the chance really to break it open early. Big double play keeps the damage at 2-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back here at Clover Park, time now to take a look at the starting pitcher for Clearwater, Micah Ottenbright, making his seventh start of the season. He's been injured for most of his career, but finally healthy. He was the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week back in late April for a 5 no-hit shutout appearance against Dunedin. This is the lineup he will face off against tonight. Marco Vargas going to lead it off for the Mets. Jesus Baez batting second and safely in 18-19. Rosa makes his home debut. Barrow, Houck, and Hernandez, the middle of the order. Hernandez, the reigning FSL Player of the Week. Kellum Clark, Jose Hernandez, Kevin Villavicencio round out the Mets order. Mets down 2-0. As Vargas stands in, some work to do, and he takes the ball up high. Now we see how Ottenbright pitches after having to sit in that dugout for quite some time. Well, his offense produced 2 runs, but a chance for many more goes by the wayside. Vargas takes a strike. Prototypical leadoff hitter, sees a lot of pitches, does not strike out very often. Speed. A 1-1 pitch takes a strike. Came off the IL when we were on the road and has basically worked himself back into an everyday player. A 1-2 curveball, strike 3. Well, that was a beauty. Raises Vargas. ABS liked it.
Well, it really doesn't get any better than that. That pitch just caught the outside part of the plate. And especially when you're facing off against the ABS system, it's black and white and there's no room for error. So not a bad take necessarily by Vargas, but just a good pitch there.
Here's Jesus Baez. He got his hitting streak to 17 games in a row while the Mets were on the road. So Marco, the Mets were in the midst of a 12-game losing streak, but he had hit 17 in a row, finally snapped on Saturday, but back on the hit train Sunday with 2. Sharp slider for a strike. So 2 breaking balls thrown by Ottenbright so far. 1 really sharp curve and 1 lethal slider. 0-2 to Baez. Breaking ball grounded out to short. This is Miller booting it, saving it, and getting the out at first base. And popped it out of his mitt to himself. 2 up, 2 down.
How about that for a play? Not what you want to do ideally, but pushed it to himself and stayed with it and made a nice throw to get Baez, who's been hot at the plate as of late.
You get credit for a 6-6-3 put out. Here's Jeffrey Rosa, home debut. Big man from the DR. A couple of home runs over in Bradenton, known for his mighty power. He had 15 home runs in just 44 games last year in the Dominican Summer League. It's been a quick rise to go from the DSL to St. Lucie that fast, and he unloads high in the sky here, trailing back his Ware. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch. Rosa is retired. Now, if there's any concern for Ottenbright getting rusty sitting in the dugout, he puts that to bed. A quick 1-2-3, bottom of the first.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from Clover Park. We start the second inning, the six-game homestand. It's kind of, as Raylan Heredia stands in, it's kind of weird that we were on the road for two straight weeks, Jake. We're back here for a week, and we're right back on the road next week.
A lot of road games over the past 3 weeks, really, because that extended road trip.
Heredia fouls this one away.
But at least we can enjoy the time here at Clover Park while we can. Should be a really fun week for the Mets ahead, too, even facing off one of the best teams in the Florida State League, and a lot of fun events this week.
There's a strike three right across the chest. Heredia down looking for a strikeout for Thornton. A much better start to this inning.
Well, that was just a beautiful pitch, four-seam fastball that just clipped the top of the zone. Nice pitch to freeze the batter, and let's see if Thorne can pick up off this momentum now.
Owosu Asiedu, the single into center field.
It's almost like a tongue twister.
Owosu Asiedu. A soft single to center. Sounds. I have to say, Jake, you know, it's amazing. Sometimes a double play can really turn a pitcher's night around. And Thornton on the ropes gets the nice 4-6-3 double play in the first inning to get out of it. Starts the next inning with the strikeout. Now he's back to the top, and Trent Farquhar reached on an infield hit and scored. First, woo, check over to first. Not a great throw, but Hernandez saves it.
Well, Ronald Hernandez is one of the better players when it comes to drawing walks, with 24 on the season. Farquhar, though, 32 walks. He's been really impressive at taking the right pitches.
Farquhar on base percentage, .508. Not only does he draw walks, he hits batting now, .321. Takes this pitch low. It's two balls, no strikes. Fastball lays it in there, 88. .31. Yeah, Mets 24 walks the last four games. That's unlike them. As this pitch misses inside for ball four. But you know, 5 games ago, they didn't walk anybody. The 2-1 loss to Palm Beach. It's almost like the average it out. That's the third walk already issued by Thornton. First and second for Miller, who stung that double into the left center gap first time up. Looks like a player. Swings and misses a big cut. Miller
on the season, hitting 326. He's hit 10 doubles, 4 homers, driven in 17, and 9 stolen bases. Takes this one up high. One of the top prospects in the Phillies organization. Pipeline has him at 2, 19 years old. One of the top prospects in this league. One pitch, a ground ball, backing up is Hauk. He will go to second for one. Vargas will hold the throw. Fielder's choice. Farquhar out at second. Miller safe on first. Osu Asiedu winds up on third.
And of course, would have loved the double play there, but probably a smart idea by Vargas to hold that throw. It was going to be a close play, and the last thing you want to do is have that ball get thrown away when you try to rush the throw, and then the run comes home to score.
Gives Thornton a chance to get out of it. Unscathed, facing Caicudo. Caicudo takes the ball, and the dirt gets stopped by Hernandez. Caicudo reaching on a walk first time around. Runner goes, pitches outside, no throw by Hernandez, faked it. Miller will take
ball,
second base. It's a stolen base. Number 10 on the year for Miller. Probably a good decision by Hernandez. Talking about Vargas holding it, preventing an easy run on a throwaway. Hernandez maybe just doing the same. Caicudo now might drive in two with the hit. Ground ball to Vargas at second. The throw is good. The inning is over. Thornton with the rebound inning. Strike out, a couple of ground outs. Gets through it unscathed. We'll go to the home second. It's 2-0 Clearwater.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Beware of alligators. Yeah, no, they're in Florida. Captain Obvious Adam. We have lakes around the ballpark. I would not venture too near those lakes. Not without a big stick or a boat. Boston Barrow will lead it off for the Mets. You ever seen an alligator up close, Jake?
I have.
Scary?
Yeah, you know, when you've lived in Florida your whole life, you kind of get used to them.
There's a strike to Barrow. I saw one up close on Saturday in the golf course. Probably got too close for my own brain. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing in two.
Well, how many times have you seen golfers, Adam, walk up behind those gators, those viral clips, and they just tap them on the tail and they run in? I would never do that,
no
even
chance.
Though. But some guys can do it.
Barrow takes this ball inside. Like they used to have on the David Letterman show, like pets or animals. They bring the Steve Irwin in or one of those animal guys. Maybe we should have like an animal wrangler bring a gator up to the booth one day.
That would be fun.
1-2 pitch, ground ball foul. We could probably make that happen, sadly. Maybe as the season goes along and run out of content up here. One, two, coming to Barrow. Ottenbright's pitch nearly hits him on the back leg. He's going to sell it like he did, and he did. Frank Jones said, yeah. So the best kind of hit by pitch, the one where you just get grazed. Didn't see that again or not, but hard to tell from the naked eye, probably even a replay. No argument coming from the Threshers dugout.
And that's classic Boston Barrow for you, who's able to, goes down 0-2, but does a nice job of fighting his way back into the count and then eventually draws a free pass.
Now Barrow's the first Mets base runner of the night, brings up Colin Houck. The tough road trip started to show signs of coming out of his funk towards the end. Pitch, a ground ball to third. Throw goes to Saltabon, throws to first. That is not going to be in time. And Farquhar gets the force out at second.
Fielder's choice, 5-4.
Barrow erased on the bases. Fielder's choice for Houck. Ronald Hernandez, can he keep it going? Hope the off day didn't slow him down. Swing and a miss on a high changeup. Ronald, 10 for 20 last week. The Mets series down the road at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And reigning FSL Player of the Week. That was announced yesterday at 1 o'clock. One pitch. If you heard the pregame interview with Jake and Ronald, Ronald said it was his first ever grand slam. Hit that on Friday night. Came late in the game for the Mets to break it open, snapping the 12-game losing streak. Career high 7 RBI that game. 1-1 pitch is grounded to first. Stepping on it is Anthony, throws up to second. The tag applied by Miller, and that's a double play. Anthony to Miller for two outs, and the inning comes to an end. This ball just hugging the line. Miller holding on the runner as an easy one. That'll do it for the second. Go to the third. It's still 2-0 Clearwater.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This game's starting to settle in. We're in the third inning. Keaton Anthony at the plate, drew a walk. Shaky start for Zach Thornton, but hopefully starting to level out after that double play ended the first, squeaked through the second, stranding runners at the corners. 0-1 pitch by Anthony is grounded up the middle. Houck can't get there. And Anthony has a base hit.
Well, we know the Threshers are going to be able to score some runs. They've just been on that good of a year this season. But as much as you can limit the damage will be the key for the Mets to try to keep this game in reach, and then hopefully your offense can come through.
Saltabon at the plate, flies one high into left center. Long run for Villavicencio. He'll be called off by Kellum Clark. One pitch, one out, and the Saltabon at bat. Yeah, the wind's blowing in from right today. So anything hit to the right center might get knocked down or blown across towards left. Not a very friendly wind for balls flying out of Clover Park tonight. Friendly for the fans and the broadcasters as it blows in, providing some relief and any heat. As this pitch is the ball to Bryson Ware, who slashed a single into right field, an RBI single in the first inning. And will fly this one. Right side, long run for Rosa. Won't get there, neither will Vargas. No man's land. The wind, I think, blowing that one away as well. It's a stiff wind tonight. Flag's really whipping out there.
We've seen a couple of balls now that have been seem like they've been affected by the wind. That one there allowed no Mets players to be able to get to it. And then the last hit from Saltabon and the one from Rosa as well.
Two balls and a strike on Ware. A couple of home runs, 12 RBI, but just hitting 206 on the season. Check on Anthony, who's safe. It's a beautiful night for a ball game. Low 80s with the breeze. Pitches inside for a ball. Said back in April, won't get better than this. Well, this is right on par with April. We're deep into May now. Again, if you missed the pregame show, weather looks tremendous all week. We got a good bit of rain last week here at Clover Park, and the team was on the road. And I look next week over in Dunedin when the Mets are traveling to play the Blue Jays. Looks good again, so maybe good weather's just going to follow the St. Lucie team around for a while. That'd be nice. Ball is fouled straight back. High off the net. Full count on Ware. With one out, we'll see if Keaton Anthony takes off. Threshers already two stolen bases tonight.
And already two pickoff attempts as well over there to first, gives the advantage to the runner.
He's off, pitches outside, ball four. No, strike three, and a drop by Vargas out at second. A late call on the ABS system, but Ware out looking. Looked like the runner, Anthony, was almost easing up into second base as well, but the Mets just couldn't connect. Way that was, maybe wasn't easing up, he was just being slow.
Oh, well, I kind of agree with you, Adam. I think they even thought it was a walk there initially, but and almost a chance for a double play, but just came out of the glove in second base.
Have not been a lot of strike out, throw outs this year for the Mets, for or against. Pawaka Grego at the plate takes a strike. And then singles into left field. Here comes Clark with the throw. He's just going to get it to the infield. That will score Anthony. A two-out RBI single for Pawaka Grego. And it's 3-0 Threshers. It's a good piece of hitting the opposite way.
Well, we've kind of seen back and forth here between Thornton and the Threshers hitters, where you had the initial leadoff hit from Anthony, then a flyout, then the strikeout, and now another single. So both these teams going back and forth at it.
And a lot of runners in scoring position, a lot of base runners to deal with for Thornton. Got through it in the second with no damage, minimal damage in the first. Here's a fly ball high in the sky towards Villavicencio off the bat of Heredia. Kevin puts it away for out number three. So Waka Gregu, two-out RBI hit, makes it 3-0. He's stranded on first. We'll go to the home third after this break.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets in an early 3-0 hole, being out hit 6-0. See if they can get something going against Otten Bright. Kellum Clark scheduled to go 7 innings today. Talking to him pregame, he drew a couple of walks in his debut on Saturday and played 5 innings in left field. Clark playing in his second game now. He was scheduled to start the season with St. Lucie. Appendectomy on the eve of the season. No rehabbing over on the FCL side, so they ease him into action here. Good to have him back. 23-year-old from Mississippi, went to Mississippi State. Experienced SEC college bat added to the lineup. Waits on the 2-0 by Otten Bright, and he will take a strike. So if the Mets had, you know, him and Marco Vargas healthy from the get-go, to pair with Nick Morbido and Chris Suero, this offense would have put up some bigger games. There's a big cut and a miss. Not bright fastball at 93. Breaking ball, hit off the end of the bat. Miller, high throw, tag applied by Anthony for the out. He might have held the bag anyways, but tagged Clark on the chest running on by. This ball, the weird squib off the bat, a knuckler right off the side of the mound. No problem for Miller.
I think you said it, Adam, just kind of caught the inside part of the bat. Unfortunate for Clark. Or maybe if he got that one closer to the barrel of the bat, would have been a base hit.
Jose Hernandez making his return to St. Lucie. Played with the Mets last year for 20 games. Joined us on the road trip. It's made a many, many roster moves since we last appeared at home. It's almost like a different team in a way. Had Suero and Morbido well-deserved promotions up to Brooklyn after our last home series. And Hernandez and Kevin Villavicencio, who were only part-time players up in Brooklyn, sent down to St. Lucie, where they received much more playing time upon their return to single A. You see Cade Morris, Jeromy Ramirez, Jimmy Loper also heading north. Hernandez strikes out. Two up, two down. Mets don't have a hit against Otten Bright yet. Again, earlier this season, went 5 no-hit innings in a start against Dunedin that netted him the FSL Pitch of the Week award. Mets have one base runner. That was the barrel hit by a pitch. Villavicencio, a fan favorite here in St. Lucie, takes a hack at that. You know, it'll be a part of a trivia question maybe one day. He caught the last out in the FSL Championship Series 2022. He was 18 years old at the time. Here's a line drive the other way, base hit. And for Villavicencio, that ups his hitting streak to 7 games.
Just another reason he's one of the fan favorites here. Gets the Mets going with a hit. Their first of the ball game. Hopefully it can spark something for the rest of the team.
Slider traveling in on him. Just pushes it the other way. Clean single. That'll complete the first time through the order for the Mets against Ottenbright. And the hit batter and the single. Everybody else retired, including Vargas, down on a strikeout. Good curveball. See if the Mets can make the adjustment second time through. Fastball inside. Ball one. Ottenbright, drafted by Philadelphia out of high school in Michigan, 2021, but he's been injured predominantly and hasn't pitched a whole lot until this year. I'm starting to find out what he's capable of in game action. But still young, he's only 21. 5 games out of the bullpen in the FCL in 2021 after being drafted. 2 starts, 2022 and 2023. Here's a pop-up, left side, foul territory. This is going to be a tough play, and it's made by Farquhar to end the inning. Good running catch by the Threshers' third baseman to retire Vargas. High in the sky. Long run. Nice play. Inning over. No runs, a hit, no errors. One stranded. We've played 3. It's 3-0 Clearwater.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
That game that we were showing between innings there, that's the FCL game from last Thursday. They play on the backfield. Field 1 here at the St. Lucie County Sports Complex. The shadows of the stadium. Those guys hoping to get over here at some point in time in the near future. Avery Owusu-Asiedu at the plate. Takes a couple of balls from Thornton, who has steadied. Kept the Mets within striking distance. Mets have erased a couple of big leads this year. Fastball missed away. It's 3-0. Mets' largest comeback deficit, 5 runs. They were down 6 runs in a game in Bradenton. Came back to take the lead. Only to lose it late. So 3, nothing they can't overcome. One pitch, gets over for strike 2. Musuasiadu a single back in the second. Stranded at third, time called. He wants his one and only timeout. Three-two pitch, foul back. See if the Silver Slugger can make a play. No. Quite a few Silver Sluggers tonight. They blend in with the seats. Same color shirt. 3-2 pitch, and that's a sharp ground ball to Barrow. Backs up, sets himself, fires across. Hernandez, great catch by Ronald. Holds the bag, and that is going to be out number one. He saved the day.
Hernandez showing off not only that he can do great things offensively, but he's a great defensive player as well. And first base, not his natural position, normally a catcher. So nice job by Hernandez to hold in that throw, and a good job by Barrow as well to back up and make sure that was fielded cleanly originally.
Here's a weak ground ball out to Vargas. He'll throw to Hernandez. Two outs. This is quite a bounce back from Thornton. I mean, he was on the ropes. Now he's into the low 20s with his pitch count, no outs in the first inning. And he overcame a play by Hernandez, who could have easily had a double play, dropped it for an error, took that off, got a double play two batters later. Now look, you can live with the two-out RBI single last inning. Man, that's going to happen. Just at least giving the Mets some length here. He misses outside 2-0 on Miller. Miller, the RBI double in the first and a fielder's choice in the second.
Shows a lot for a pitcher after you get roughed up a little bit and you're able to bounce back and get through longer and longer outings, even though you had the adversity early. So good for Thornton to be able to bounce back, and he settled in nicely.
2-1 pitch, good breaking ball. And look, this Mets pitching staff has suffered a lot of losses up to Brooklyn. The unfortunate Hudepohl injury from Saturday night. There's only 14 pitchers on the roster. This ball is fouled back. And they gave up what a combined 23 runs the last two games in Palm Beach. So that's a pitching staff that could use a gritty effort right now. And Thornton is doing his best to provide that. 2-2 is hooked deep and foul. And the Mets went on that road trip to Bradenton and Palm Beach. They left Clover Park. They were, you know, third, fourth in the league in ERA. Now they're second to last. So it's been tough times out there on the mound. But could be heading for a 1-2-3 inning here as Houck makes the catch from short to retire Miller. A 1-2-3 inning. Four straight retired by Thornton. Mets look for some offense. They're down 3-0 in the home fourth.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Beautiful night here at Clover Park. in the bottom of the fourth. Game one of a six-game series between Clearwater and St. Lucie. Mets losing 14 of the last 15. Clearwater comes in hot. Four games in a row, one. Best record in the league. It looked like that right out of the gate, but the Mets have settled this game down. We'll see if they can get some offense going against Ottenbright second time through the order. Baez takes this good breaking ball for strike one. Baez a ground out in the first inning.
Ottenbright has been really good. He's pitched a lot of strikes, and even the pitches that are missing are close to the zone, getting some hitters to chase those pitches.
2-1 pitch, a slider tapped foul. Baez among the league leaders in a lot of categories. Second in total bases, fourth in extra base hits, second in hits total. Third in home runs with five. And you look at the Mets' record, you know, 13-26, worst in the league. But there are certainly highlights to this team. You look at the start Jonah Tong had to his season. The Mets have an FSL Player of the Month and a Player of the Week. As Baez hits this high into right field, but the wind's going to kill it right to Heredia. Route number one. You know, Baez is having a tremendous start to his season. 17-game hit streak is not an accident. Just haven't put it together as a team.
And sometimes it can be hard to judge a team by its record in single A, at least. Now you mentioned how busy the Mets were.
The ground ball deep to short. Miller, nice play, retires Rosa.
And you mentioned how busy they were with the call-ups, and that's a good sign for a team. Anytime you have a lot of guys getting called up means you're doing something right. And we've mentioned Morabito, of course, Tong, Cade Morris now as of late. They've had a lot of guys get up to Brooklyn and play well in Brooklyn as well and stay there.
Yeah, it is an anomaly. Mets have had that many guys play that well, but have not resulted in many wins. And now, as this pitch is a strike to Barrow, figure out how the Mets can find some wins, having, you know, been poached by Brooklyn. Barrow fists this one high into shallow right. Heredia coming in, and he makes another catch. And it's another 1-2-3 inning. It's the second perfect inning and the third time in four innings that Ottenbright has faced the minimum. Mets held the one hit through four. 3-0 Threshers.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
The lake out back. Beyond the right field wall. Last year, when Clearwater is here, our cameraman Josh caught looked like a player not in uniform, maybe a extra pitcher out there fishing during the game. If you ever found out who it was, probably for his betterment. Nobody fishing today. Zach Thornton probably getting close to the end of his day. You see 76 pitches, pitching into the fifth inning. It looked like he might not get through the first. He's giving the Mets some length here. This gutsy effort. Third time through the lineup. Caicudo, a walk and a ground out. Pops this one up on the infield. Now backing into shallow center. It's caught by Vargas. Headed to pop-up city here. Both these teams.
We're really looking ever since the after the second inning. Thornton has been really consistent at retiring guys. Give up the one run in the third. But as you mentioned, Adam, that's going to happen. You'll take those overall. Really nicely done by Thornton, who's bounced back after what was looking that was going to be a really rough start in the first and second.
He's retired seven of the last eight. Helps in a strike to Anthony. Definitely pitching freer and hitting his spots. Back-to-back walks to the third and fourth hitters of the night. Adam off kilter as this ball bounces away. I think a lot of times when a pitcher has an outing like this, it's more impressive than when everything is just coasting along. When you don't have it early, you fight through it, and then you find something in the middle of the start and work with it. That's exactly what Zach has done tonight. He's not retired Anthony yet, though. Walked him in a single. Two balls, two strikes. And a full count as the curveball misses low. Payoff pitch, ground ball to Vargas. Boots it, stays with it, and gets the out. Nice play by Vargas. Lost the handle, pulling that ball out of his mitt, but stuck with it. Did not panic or rush.
Well, that's the key word right there, Adam, is panic. Not panicking for Vargas. It can be tough sometimes when that ball comes in quickly and you start to lose it. But a nice job to keep it in his hands and get that throw to first in time.
We're going to have a pitching change. Kari De La Cruz, Mets manager, out to make it. Six in a row retired by Thornton to end his day. The bullpen will take it the rest of the way. Back with a new pitcher after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucieMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Well, this is Christopher Gomez. We talk about all those promotions the Mets have made, sending players from St. Lucie to Brooklyn. Two really good relievers, Joelmy Ramirez and Jimmy Loper, who spent a lot of time in St. Lucie last year, going up, and their replacements, Gregory Lewis, a lefty, and this right-hander, Christopher Gomez, who was pitching really well in the complex, at least the numbers reflected that, but in his debut on Saturday night, it did not go well in Jupiter against the Cardinals. He only got one out, four hits, five runs, a couple of inherited runs allowed, two walks. He was part of a nine-run inning. So see the alarming ERA, but just one game. So he figures to be in there for a little bit. Looking to rebound from Saturday's show, he's much better than that performance. And he misses with ball one here to Saltabon. He's 0 for 2. And the Mets, they're in this game. Might not feel like it by the way that it started. 3-0. Closing in on the halfway point. Right there. And Saltabon looks at a strike. It's 1-1.
Well, you get a couple of swings offensively back-to-back, and next thing you know, you're only down by a couple of runs. Very easy to get back in this game.
This ball is hit a ton to left. If it's fair, it's a home run. Fortunately for the Mets, it's not. Just to the left of the Coca-Cola foul pole.
Oh, maybe unsurprisingly, the wind died recently. And so right after that, we see a line drive that almost gets fair for a home run.
That hung over fair territory for a long time. Just have that snap hook to it. Gomez's pitch, check swing. Didn't go, not worth an appeal. Saltabon the ground out in the first and the fly out in the third. Gomez's pitch is grounded foul. Over towards third. They handled. There's John. Not handled by John. Thresher's third base coach. That's Michael Jones. 2-2 pitch is fouled back overhead. Ends up down there. Gomez is 21. He pitched in three games in the FCL before getting called up here. 4 2/3 scoreless innings. No walks, three strikeouts for the Complex League Mets. 2-2 pitch is fouled back. And Jake, getting closer to getting one in here.
We've had a couple. Keep getting closer and closer. Not one yet, though.
Need to send the ball forward. Look at that great net in Bradenton to protect the booth. We need that here. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on the slider. Saltabon goes down with a mighty cut. And it's a 1-2-3 inning combined for Thornton and Gomez. Halfway home in game one of this six-game set. Freshers continue to lead 3-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Oh, people love walking by that sign in spring training. Where all the affiliates are, that's located just out beyond center fields. Got a pathway from the parking lot beyond right field through center fields. Leads you to the backfields. Got hundreds of people walking those pathways during February and March for Met spring training. Quieter this time of year. Hal Hernandez and Clark, the scheduled hitters against Ottenbright, who's been very efficient today. Four scoreless one-hit innings, no walks, two strikeouts. He's only, of course, throwing 43 pitches. Throws one outside to Hauk. Hauk 0-1 with the fielder's choice. He skies this ball into right field towards Heredia. He's been busy today. Makes the catch for out number one. Hauk retired for the second time. Ottenbright has now retired five straight Mets, all second time through the order. And Ramon Hernandez, who hit into a double play, first time up, is at the plate looking to extend his hitting streak. Let's have quite a few hitting streaks going right now. Pitches a strike. Ronald's at 7. Kevin Vivicenzi with the single today is now at 7. Donovan Antonia doesn't play a lot, but he's at 4. Nothing in 2. Ottenbright's pitch is hooked foul. Somehow Hernandez got a piece of that. That weird light now with Hernandez, the catch of the umpire in the shade. Ottenbright starts in the shade, winds up in the sunlight. This ball is slugged into center field towards Owusu Asiedu, and he makes the catch.
He gave that one a pretty good ride, but unfortunately didn't catch enough of it to get it over the head and into the warning track, but
it's a good swing. And now Kellum Clark back up 0-1 at the ground out to short. That awkward knuckleball off the bat side of the mound. This time another awkward foul ball for strike one. Not much doing since the top of the first inning in this game. Oh, the wrong mic there. Remember how to run the board back at home, Jake. Can't be coughing on the air. 1-1 on Clark. Two balls and a strike. Spike changeup. Talked about one of the keys to the game, home energy. That's down 3-0, only one hit. Fans patiently waiting for something positive to happen, but it's quiet down there right now. 2-1 pitch, Clark fouls it off. Ottenbright, a lot of credit to that goes to him. Just peppering the strike zone, keeping the Mets off balance. Showing what he's capable of, fully healthy.
Well, he needs a couple of quick hits to get this crowd back into it. Don't let these Silver Sluggers fool you, Adam. They are a rowdy bunch when things get going for the Mets.
2-2 pitch is low. Well, they can also be an angry bunch. I'm sure a lot of them aren't thrilled with a 1-14 record in the last 15 games. Sometimes it takes like an umpire to get them going. Make them mad. 3-2 pitch, and it's foul tip for strike three. Clark goes down swinging. That's just the third strikeout for Ottenbright, but he is mowing through. He's retired 7 straight. He's at 5 scoreless one-hit innings. We'll go to the 6th. Threshers lead the Mets 3-0.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets retired numbers displayed on the office here at the ballpark. Players walk by those all the time. A reminder, Mets history. Jackie Robinson, number 42, retired across all of baseball. Bryson Ware leads off. Christopher Gomez back to work. Bunt showing, taken for a strike. Bunt showing, that kind of tells you where this game is. Neither team has done a whole lot on offense since Clearwater put up two in the top of the first. Slider too high. Thornton, actually his final line looks pretty good considering how this started. It could have been even better. 1-1 pitch is outside. Zach, 4 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. He walked 3 and struck out 2. 86 pitches, 50 strikes. He found something there. Right after that double play in the first inning. Got him going. 3-1 on an overthrow by Gomez.
There's no question he settled in. I think coming into this game, if you would have said you'd be down just three runs early in this game, I think you take that, especially against a Clearwater team that is the top of the Florida State League right now. It's playing so well.
3-1 pitches hit foul. If you had said this game would be 3-0 in the sixth inning after the first four threshers reached base to start the game, Mets definitely would have signed up for that. Now, maybe not on offense, but certainly pitching and defense. And this threshers team comes in second best offense in the league, only behind Palm Beach. We saw what Palm Beach was capable of, 23 runs in the last two games. As this pitch misses for ball four, that will end the streak of six in a row retired, make it seven straight retired. A good run, leadoff walk, never like to see that. But Nico Pawaka Grego comes to the plate. I hope he plays every game, because we're only going to get it right if we have to say it a bunch of times. Pawaka Grego. He's hit into a double play and had an RBI single. Swings and misses at this changeup. Good pitch.
He's one of the tough hitters on this Clearwater team, coming into this game batting 345. 1-for-2 today. His average already up to 350. I mean, there are three different hitters in this lineup today batting over 300.
Runner goes, pitches in the dirt. Runner goes back to first. The tag by Hernandez. Got him! Good decision by Jose Hernandez to quickly go to first. And Ware cannot get back in time. If he hesitates, if there's one more pump, he would not have gotten that runner out. So Ware picked off. I'm not sure where Ware was going. It seemed like he was committed to a steal and then started to go back. He was too far gone.
It looked like to me, Adam, Ware was a little bit off balance when he tried to take off, and then I think he thought he was going to fall and then tried to hold up. By that point, he was already a decent ways to second, and Jose Hernandez did a great job of catching him, trying to go back to first.
Caught stealing 2-3. The 2-2 pitch from Gomez is fluttered into foul territory, and that's going to land harmless. Awkward ball off the bat. Didn't have enough height. Any meant to get there.
There's no question, there's no better feeling for a pitcher when you issue a leadoff walk to be able to get that batter out right away and take him off the base pass. Basically erases that walk.
2-2 on Pawako Grego. Waku Grego fouls one out of play. Waku Grego is from Melbourne, Australia. Signed as an international free agent 2022. 2-2 pitch. He foul tips it for strike three. Christopher Gomez, his second strikeout. And this looks more like the Christopher Gomez that the FCL Mets promoted up. Hopefully we can just chalk that game on Saturday night up to a bad first outing. Throwing hard, looks like he has got a good breaking ball. So a nice changeup in there earlier. He gets ready up for strike one.
Those bad games happen to guys sometimes, especially in these lower levels. These guys are young. Believe it or not, it's not the first time a player has hit 135 ERA at him. It's actually happened four other times to the Mets. But really nice job by Gomez so far in bouncing back. That ERA already down to 33.75 now.
He gets ready to out drop even further. And he's getting closer. Pulled him on a slider. First outing, maybe a little nerves, road ballpark, series that it was going badly, shake it off, pitch better in your home debut. Ground ball deep to third, this is staying fair, big throw coming from Barrow, and a great pick again by Ronald Hernandez. Wow, Ronald flashing the leather at first base tonight. That's twice he's caught the low one-hopping bullet from Barrow. This is quite a scoop. That'll conclude the top of the sixth. A caught stealing, a strikeout, and that play right there finish off the Threshers.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
The road to New York to get your photo on that wall in the front office. You have to be either drafted by the Mets or signed as an international free agent by the Mets or as a free agent by the Mets and make it all the way up to the New York Mets. All the way through the system you got to go. 0-1 pitch is grounded by Jose Hernandez out to short. Clinging to first is Miller. He's got out number one. Just added a new headshot to that road to New York, Christian Scott, drafted by the Mets in 2021, up to New York, came through St. Lucie 2022. There's another road to the show where fans can see in the ballpark beyond the third base dugout, behind the stands there, as this pitch comes in to Villavicencio for a ball that if you played for the St. Lucie Mets and made it to the majors, you get your name on that wall. There's hundreds of players. But you could have been acquired in a trade in the minor leagues, like Zach Wheeler, not drafted by the Mets, but acquired in a trade. You could be a player who came through St. Lucie but made his debut for another major league team. Get your name on that wall. To be on the road to New York, down in the office where all the players, coaches, and executives pass through, you got to be signed by New York initially, make it all the way up to New York first. There's a ground ball foul. So, you know, guys pass that every single day. They stop and look at it. Hopefully that's providing players' motivation. Minor league season and in spring training.
You got a couple of big names on that list, too, which is always really cool. Of course, Pete Alonso, one of the more recent ones. Christian Scott now, as you mentioned.
David Wright's on there. Jacob DeGrom. Two-two pitch to Villavicencio. Slider struck him out. Ottenbright just keeps on trucking. Strikeout number four. And again, he's being super efficient. He's closing in on getting through six innings with right over 60 pitches. Mets have had no answer for him tonight. Their only hit was Villavicencio's opposite field single back in the third. Their only other base runner, Boston Barrow, being hit by a pitch, and brushed would be the more appropriate term. Back to the top in Vargas. And it struck out and popped out. Ottenbright's curveball paints the corner.
Well, that pitch is just kind of the perfect example of the way Ottenbright's night is going. It's a pitch that looks like it's going to be way outside and then just cuts in at the last second.
Vargas takes strike three and he knew it. The slider. Ottenbright makes quick work of the Mets. He's retired 10 straight. Going to the seventh, still 3-0 Clearwater.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Just a reminder how weird baseball is. The Palm Beach Cardinals, who scored 23 runs against the Mets on Saturday and Sunday combined, are being no-hit tonight through six innings in Lakeland. So, just when you think you got the game figured out, you don't. Owusu Asiedu at the plate. He takes a slider for strike one from Christopher Gomez.
That's just what happened to the Mets when they got the three straight wins against Jupiter, and you were thinking things are looking up here, and then a long losing streak.
One pitch coming, and it's fouled back. Yeah, those three games you mentioned, Jake, April 30th through May 2nd. Mets outscoring Jupiter 27-4. Got their record to 500 at 12-12. They were only three games behind Jupiter for first place. Looked like everything was running smoothly, playing their best baseball in maybe two-plus years. And since then, 1-14. Fastball right down the middle, called third strike. Owusu Asiedu is gone. Christopher Gomez, he's rolling now. It's his third strikeout on the only batter who reached against him on a walk, was caught stealing.
Really impressive stuff from Gomez, especially to bounce back after the rough outing he had last time. And the Mets could really use another arm to get rolling here after we talked about earlier on the broadcast that the Mets have lost so many guys going up to Brooklyn, which is a positive thing for the Mets organization, but definitely unfortunate down here in St. Lucie.
Yeah, trying to piece it together. Mets with 14 pitchers listed on the staff. Some new guys coming from the FCL. It's ground ball back to Gomez. He'll run it halfway, underhand to Hernandez. And that retires Farquhar. Four straight retired by Gomez. Some exciting news for the St. Lucie Mets is, you know, to replace Cade Morris. And that was really a trickle-up effect. You know, you had the second-ranked pitching prospect in the organization, Blade Tidwell, being promoted from Double-A Binghamton to Triple-A Syracuse. That made news. And then you had the 2A player, Nolan McLean, who's been excellent pitching for Brooklyn. He was promoted up to Binghamton. That replaces Tidwell. You had Cade Morris getting promoted from St. Lucie to Brooklyn. That replaces Nolan McLean. And then who did the Mets get as a replacement? Well, they got Joel Diaz, who at one point in time was a top 10 prospect in the Mets organization. He helped lead St. Lucie to the 2022 championship, pitched a whale of a game in the clincher in the divisional series against Palm Beach, and then not pitched again because of Tommy John surgery. Knocked him out all last year, and as the Mets draft players, sign players, make trades for players, a guy like Joel Diaz kind of gets forgotten about, drops out of the top 30 prospect rankings, but Mets will be glad to have him back here replacing Cade Morris. He'll start in a couple of days. So that'll be exciting to have Joel Diaz back in the fold. And he pitched really well in his rehab starts in the Complex League. 3-1 pitch coming to Miller, and he will foul tip it for strike two. Diaz has been on the St. Lucie Met IL all season, but not with the team. And rehabbing on the minor league side, gotten to the games for the Complex League, including the opening day starter. Pitched very well, and now good to end that rehab and come off the St. Lucie injury list. 3-2 pitch coming to Miller, and he lines one out of play. Gomez seeks a 1-2-3 inning in the top of the seventh.
We thought we were in for maybe a high-scoring game, and now we've been into a pitcher's duel.
3-2 pitches high. He lost Miller. And again, really hasn't been too much action since that first inning. Farquhar singled to start the game, stole second. Miller knocked him in on a double. A couple of walks, load the bases. There's a ground out that doesn't score a run. An RBI single makes it 2-0. A double play ball got the Mets out of a bases-loaded jam. That was all in the top of the first. You got a two-out RBI single by Pawaka Grego in the third inning, and that is it. Really, the story of this game has been Micah Ottenbright is dominating for the Threshers on the mound. Looks like he'll continue to pitch in the seventh. The home half, whenever we reach it, is only at 64 pitches. Kaikudo at the plate, 0-2. Walk back in the first to ground out in a pop-out sense. Flies one into center field. Vivasencio spying it. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. That's 2 1/3 hitless, scoreless innings for Christopher Gomez in his home debut this season. We've reached the seventh inning stretch. Clearwater leads St. Lucie 3-0. You're watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It looks good. Silver Sluggers out and about tonight. I think the Silver Sluggers probably like the pace of the game. I mean, not right now the score. A full moon tonight. Sun's not even set. We're already in the bottom of the seventh. Jake said the wind has died down. Just great conditions for a ball game. And it's trying to solve this riddle that is Micah Ottenbright. 6 1-hit shutout innings on just 64 pitches. Entire 10 straight. We'll face Jesus Baez, who's 0 for 2. Ground ball sharply at Miller. Dives. He can't get it. Base hit for Baez. And that draws applause from the crowd.
That's the way you want to lead off an inning right there, getting a nice single to start things off and hopefully spark something here late for the Mets.
It's not a bad pitch. Baez went down and got it.
Good pitch, better hit.
Jeffrey Rosa fly out and a ground out up next. Breaking ball taken for a strike, curveball right at the letters. Rosa, 15 homers in 44 games last year. The Dominican Summer League. He only played in two FCL games this year before the Mets said, go on up to St. Lucie. 0-1 pitch inside. He got off to a great start over in Bradenton, and a couple of home runs in that series. But it did not take the league long to adjust. He had a stretch against Palm Beach and Bradenton, around 0 for 12 with 9 strikeouts. But he had a 3-hit game on Sunday, so he's starting to come around again. This ball is crushed foul. And with his power, he might, you know, just accidentally run into some home runs this season.
One of those kind of new style players where you strike out a lot more because you're taking so many big swings, but you hit a lot of home runs. And in this offensive type of game, really helpful for half of the Mets.
Ottenbright will throw to first. Baez back safely. A 1-2. Breaking ball is skied into shallow left. Miller calling for it. Thresher shortstop puts it away. Rosa is retired by Ottenbright for the third time. There's some movement around the Clearwater bullpen beyond the left field wall. You can barely see through. Right. Not yet at 70 pitches. Continue on here against Barrow, who has been hit and flown out. First pitch, a line drive off the glove of Anthony and trickles away. Baez is going to try for three. Here's the throw from Heredia, and Baez goes back.
Base hit.
A base hit for Barrow. It almost would have been a double play had Anthony caught it, but he did not.
He had constant back and forth there on that play. Baez initially held up thinking that Maul might be caught. It goes off of the glove and then into the outfield. And then Baez took a giant turn at second, was halfway to third before he made a late decision to go back.
He could afford to do that because no one was covering second. So he didn't have to worry about being caught in a rundown. But I think that was probably the right thing to do. You don't want to make an out at third base. At this point, Ottenbright's pitching so well, you don't want to give up outs on the bases. So we'll have a mound visit for the first time tonight. Pitching coach Gustavo Armas to the mound to talk to Ottenbright. That was a well-struck ball by Boston Barrow. Exit velocity on that one, 96 miles per hour.
You got Hauken Hernandez coming up here for the Mets. And if you can find a way to take advantage, you haven't had many opportunities against Ottenbright, so anything you can get going here, how can maybe at least advance the runners and then give Hernandez a chance, who was the Florida State League Player of the Week, get right back into this game, just down three.
How represents the tying run at the plate. Ottenbright throws a pitch. It's flown into right field, and that's going to be missed. Missed by Heredia. It's going to lead to a run by a score. Houck's going to second. It's 3-1. Heredia could not decide whether to dive for it or peel off. In between, goes under his mitt. It'll be a double and an RBI. Baez scores.
Just like that, here come the Mets. That ball perfect, placed in the perfect spot. So close to being an out, but under the glove out there in right field of Heredia. And the Mets now with a big chance to try and potentially tie this game with a hit in the outfield.
Hernandez, you're right, can tie this game with the hit. He's 0 for 2. First pitch, he takes a big cut. Strike one. Yeah, upon looking at that play again, Heredia just missed. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. He probably should have jammed on the brakes and played it on a bounce. A tough play. So the double is the call. The 0-1 pitch is low at 91. There's some movement now. And throwing in the Clearwater bullpen out beyond the left field wall. This was going so well for Ottenbright, but now the Mets, three hits and four batters. And again, this is the third time through the order. Mets have a better idea right now how to attack it. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, but a wild one. And Barrow's going to score. That'll make it a 3-2 game. And Hauck down to third is the tying run.
Well, maybe not exactly the way you drew it up, but you'll take it, no question. That's taking advantage there of the wild pitch. And that double proves even more efficient for the Mets as it's able to score a runner and hit that tying run 90 feet away.
Infield is in. Now a fly ball could very well tie this game. Ottenbright's 1-2. Breaking ball low. That's a great take. Yeah, the Mets don't necessarily need a hit to tie this game. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw is going to first. Hauck will have to hold at third. Hernandez swung and missed at the same pitch three times. That's a big second out by Ottenbright. The biggest out he's gotten of the night. His sixth strikeout.
It seemed like Hernandez got a little hyper-focused on trying to get one of those balls deep into the outfield to score that run and just swung at a couple pitches. I'm sure he knows that he didn't want to swing at.
Ottenbright, give him credit. He kept going to that pitch knowing that it was getting swings and misses. Kellum Clark takes a changeup for a ball. Another part of that was you got a lot of confidence if you're Ottenbrink to throw that same pitch. And knowing that Caicudo, the catcher, is going to stop it. And the 1-0 pitch fades away. And that's been bitten several times this year by pitchers getting that strikeout pitch, trying to, and throwing it away. Ottenbrink had a good one there. 2-0 pitch to Clark, and he flies it into left field. Ware jogging in. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. So the Mets get the tying run 90 feet away with one out. Can't get him home, but they are alive. Two runs in the inning. Hauk with an RBI double. The wild pitch helps as well, and it's 3-2 Clearwater through seven.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Now, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
One of the new Mets pitchers, lefty Gregory Lewis. And he joined Christopher Gomez coming over from the Complex League when Jawomi Ramirez and Jimmy Loper were promoted at the end of the Bradenton series up to Brooklyn. Lewis, boy, what a game he had on Friday night. And really an incredible, gutsy performance. The Mets out of pitching as this pitch goes low to Keaton Anthony. They're out of pitching.
Counts 2-0. There was an automatic
they had
call.
A 2-0 lead. They had a two-run lead. Trying to snap a 12-game losing streak. He came in. He walked a couple of guys, made an error, but he somehow kept the one-run lead with two outs, or one out and a runner on second base and third base. That's ended up pulling away late. But if that game had gotten tied, who knows how it turns out. Now, Lewis was hit with an automatic ball before he threw his first pitch, a pitch clock violation, so it's 3-0, now 3-1 on Anthony. And he takes strike two.
Anthony thought that was ball four. He was getting ready to leave the batter's box, but nice job by Lewis to get that pitch in there and make this a full count.
Anthony will use the timeout, reset. They're not, you know, upstaging anybody. It's the automated ball strike system. Umpire's not offended. Shouldn't be. 3-2. Fouled away. Fastball at 94. The lanky lefty. Anthony tonight a 1-for-2 evening. Singleman scored back in the third inning. The difference making run right now. 3-2, struck him out with a hard fastball. Threshers have taken some huge swings with two strikes. That's something to note. And this was a home run looking swing. Yeah, not the most conservative two strike approach, I'd say. Again, we noticed, you know, Jake, last week in Palm Beach, some relievers were shaky early. in that first game, saying, no, that's something the Mets can maybe take advantage of, and maybe here now. You got some freshers hitters going for the downs when maybe they should be shortening up. A note. So the Mets can maybe glean something from that. Saltabon in a 2-0 count. What a job by Christopher Gomez. Two and a third innings. Shutout. Hitless ball with two walks and three strikeouts. Kept the Mets in the game. So he and Thornton pitching well. Thornton especially bending, not breaking in that first inning. It's given the Mets a chance here. The one-run game late. 2-1 pitch to Saltabon, and he takes it outside. One pitch is fouled back. Ooh. Heart rate up, right, Jake?
Got close.
That man was about 10 feet below the booth. And, Jake, you see how fast that was coming? No, we have no chance if that happens in this booth. No chance. To save the computers.
Save the computers, then go for the Sports Center top 10 play.
Don't even do that. 3-2 pitch. Ooh, just missed. Just missed. Maybe a system said no good.
Oh, man, that is a close pitch right there. It's a great pitch, honestly, from Lewis. It's a pitch that, you know, he probably gets a strikeout call at least 7 out of 10 times, I would say, from umpires, but tough against the ABS system. Also just a good take from Saltabon.
Throw over to first. Saltabon is safe. Update you on that Palm Beach-Lakeland game. Palm Beach on the board, a run and two hits, so a no-hitter gone after six innings.
Hey, the bases loaded in that game.
Pitch is up and in on Ware. Ware drew the leadoff walk in the sixth inning, then was caught stealing, trying to get back to first. The Mets were not harmed by that leadoff free pass by Gomez. 1-0 pitch pops out of the mitt of Hernandez. Will get up, throw to second base. That's not going to be in time. That's probably going to be a passed ball.
Passed ball.
It is. Just popped out of Hernandez's mitt. That's a good read by Saltabon. Get up to second. That's a key insurance run. Lewis will step off.
And it wasn't a terrible recovery throw by Hernandez either, but just a little bit late and couldn't quite get it in there in time.
A 1-1 pitch paints the corner. Fastball at 94. He's got a live arm. Lefty mid-90s. A 1-2. Bouncer in the dirt. Hernandez throws to third base. Barrel the tag. Save. Hernandez just had to get rid of it as fast as he could.
Wild pitch.
The wide side of the bag. A couple of gambles by Saltabon, but both pay off. That's a wild pitch. So a walk, a pass ball, and a wild pitch. That would be a very harmful run to give up. 2-2 pitch on Ware. Infield is in now. And he fouls it away.
And that was a close play over on third on that attempt to get the base. I think the Threshers benefited from the umpire having to be over on second and being far away from the play.
2-2 again coming to Ware. And he takes it in the dirt. Blocked by Hernandez. It's a full count.
You do have the open base at first right now with one away, so don't be afraid to throw one a little bit out of the zone. Of course, you'd love to get this over the plate, though, as it's been one of the issues for the Mets.
3-2, and that's a poke into center, dropping in for a base hit. An RBI single by Ware. Saltabon scores, and it's 4-2. After Mets did all that hard work to get back into the game, they basically coughed up a run on a walk, a pass ball, and a wild pitch. Those sting when it's this close, this late.
No question about it. I mean, the walk, the fact that it was almost the trifecta, the walk, the pass ball, and then the wild pitch, just something you don't want to do, especially when the pitching had been so good and settled in so nicely after a tough first and second inning.
Awaka Grego swings over the top of this fastball. Now it's a situation where, for Lewis, you got to take advantage of the lefty. Ware's trying to run. He will. Stolen base. Now he did mention that Clearwater appears to be an aggressive team. That's the third stolen base of the night. And also, you know, the pass ball and the wild pitch, I mean, those were borderline pitches to run on. It's not like, you know, Saltabon was, you know, easing into second and third base. I mean, those were gambles on his part. So just further adds to the emphasis of the aggressiveness that Clearwater is playing with tonight on the bases. And that's really going to have to tighten up. There's too many free bases allowed in this game tonight. Two and one on Puaka Grego. And he pops one up into the stands. There you go. Slugger got a souvenir.
It was a towering fly ball.
It was. People running for cover down there. Two and two. That was a gift strike from Puaka Grego. That pitch was up out of the zone. Two two. That up out of the zone two. Throw back. Not going to be in time.
Nice job by Houck there to make sure that ball did not get into the outfield. This is the last thing you want for the runner in scoring position and one out for that runner to advance 90 feet away.
Lewis, a 3-2 pitch, and he just walked the lefty. He could not do that. So two walks and a single after he opened the inning with the strikeout. Plus a wild pitch mixed in there. And here comes a mound visit. Looks like from at least Jose Hernandez, Jordan Kraus will join. The Mets have now walked seven batters tonight. And we talked about that as a key to the game, not to do that. The Mets have done it. Cost them in the first inning. It's cost them a run this inning. And Kraus will try to coax a strike out of Lewis. Let's take a spin around the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. While we have you on Bally Live, everybody's starting a new series today. Say Lakeland beating Palm Beach 4-1. It's a battle of two top teams in the league. Palm Beach, one game lead in the East. Lakeland, two games back in the West. Really the only threat to Clearwater. Jupiter's beating Tampa 3-0 in the seventh. Dunedin's up 4-1 at Bradenton in the sixth. And Fort Myers up 6-1 at Daytona. Boy, Daytona's really gone downhill too. Lost 5 out of 6 last week to Clearwater. I think they lost 5 out of 6 at home to Lakeland, now getting drubbed at home by Fort Myers. Haredi the batter, mound visit over, fouls back the first pitch. Haredi tonight 0 for 3 from the 8th spot. One, good changeup. Strike two. Oh 0-2. Good catch by Hernandez. He's had to work this inning.
He certainly made a couple of nice plays that have kept this a two-run deficit at this point. And the way the pitching has been going from the Threshers, you definitely want to keep it as close as possible.
A 1-2 pitch, a grounder to Barrow. He's going to step on third and throw to first. No, he's going to hold. So a fielder's choice out at third base. He opts to get the out at third. He could have tried long-range throw for a 5-4-3 double play. Might have, maybe should have taken that risk. That runner, Puwaka Grego, was nowhere close to second.
It's one of those tough decisions you got to make on the fly. A little bit late going to third and then decided to hold it.
So Ware's out at third. Grego, Puwaka Grego was up to second. Wusu Aseidu at the plate. If you don't get it, then you got a runner at third and first with two outs. If you do get it, of course, you're out of the inning, and you might be out of the inning anyways, as Hauk makes a good throw to first, and the inning is over. So right after the Jordan Kraus mound visit, Lewis settles down, gets through it, but not before a walk, pass ball, wild pitch, and a single
for Clearwater. That run
adds to the Thresher lead. It's now 4-2 in the middle of the eighth. You're watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
New pitcher alert for the Threshers in the eighth. It's Josh Bortka, a righty who's on a minor league rehab assignment. He's drafted by Philadelphia 2022 out of Central Missouri. Pitched a game in the FCL and 3-4 Clearwater. He overthrows this first pitch to Jose Hernandez. So the Mets get Ottenbright out of the game. Seven innings pitched for Ottenbright. Mets finally got to him, but he did strand the tying run at third base with one out. First pitcher this year to pitch seven innings against St. Lucie. This one goes to the backstop. The series opener last Tuesday in Westmore and Jupiter, Juan Salas went 6 2/3 before Gary Kendall took him out. Ottenbright got through all seven. Hernandez 0-2 from the 8th spot. 2-1 pitch is way off the plate. Ottenbright, he's given up seven hits and five runs in 2 1/3 innings with Clearwater this year. So perhaps this rehab assignment scuffling. Pitches outside for ball four. Lead off walk. Late in a tie, close game. never a good thing for a pitcher. By the way, the four runs, five hits came in one game at Tampa on May 8th. He's pitched a couple of times since with no earned runs. Leva Asensio's got that streak taken care of. It's at seven after that single in the third. He's the tying run at the plate. Bortka's pitch outside. He squared to bunt. I don't think Kevin will be bunting for a sacrifice. Down two in the eighth.
Bortka has really hasn't been able to find that strike zone. Since right now, if you're these Mets hitters, want to make him get back into the strike zone, don't give him any freebies.
He's been missing way outside. This time he gets the slider over. Kevin, a single in the third and a strikeout in the sixth. Hernandez trying to steal. Throw from the knees. Not going to be in time. Easy steal for Hernandez. And like Clearwater, with some aggressive plays on the bases, that was aggressive by Jose. You don't want to run into and out at this stage, but he picked a great pitch to go on. Caicudo, not much on the throw. He's in the scoring position with no outs, and that does a couple of things. One, takes away a double play possibility. Two, even if you can't tie the game this inning, if you can get Jose home from second when there's nobody out yet, just manufacture that run. You've given yourself a much better shot in the ninth. 2-1 pitch, and Villavicencio squares to bunt, and he's hit by the pitch. The Threshers think he tried to bunt and should be a strike. Caicudo actually is the one arguing there's nothing coming from the dugout. Adam Devery, Mets trainer, will come take a look. That one hit him up high somewhere near the hands. Yeah, he was definitely squaring to bunt, tried to get out of the way, and took it off the fingers.
He was squaring to bunt, but also had to come. That pitch came way inside. Had to pull it way back to try and get out of the way of that one, and of course couldn't do it. It's a painful way to do it, but does get on base, continuing this good chance for the Mets here.
And another mound visit from Gustavo Armas. This is a big spot, as Bortka's made a mess out of this inning. He's walked a batter and hit a batter with a two-run lead. And now he has to face the top of the Mets order. Vargas, Baez, and Rosa. Vargas, two strikeouts looking tonight. Very surprising. So he's due to make contact. And what will be the play here for the Mets? Will they have Vargas try to bunt? I'd say no. Teams at this stage tend to let their best hitters swing the bat. But with his speed, it's definitely a possibility.
Well, of course, you do have Jesus Baez, who's going to be on deck for the Mets. He's already got a single today and scored a run back in the seventh inning. So
you might be thinking two things. One, if you get a sack bunt here, Baez, a hit could tie the game. But even if you don't get a bunt down here, a Baez extra base hit could tie the game. What will it be after the mound visit? Bortka's pitch. Vargas squares the bunt, pops it up. Mets got to hope this lands foul. It'll be caught on a sprawling dive by the catcher, Caicudo. Caicudo, what a great catch. And jabbed at it. Caicudo avoids the collision with Farquhar. So that's a bad first out. And Vargas can't get the bunt down.
Unfortunate for the Mets. It's the last thing you wanted there on the bunt attempt. Because with the bunt, at least if you're out, you more than likely advance the runners. But there, everybody has to stay, and it's almost a freebie out. Although that one they had to work for in the diving play.
Let's see if Baez can pick him up. First pitch, he's tied up. Strike one. So you got a couple of things here working against the Mets in this eighth inning. The free run they basically handed to the Threshers, or an insurance run, and the free out they just handed him in the bottom half. Oh, Hernandez trying to steal third, and he will. And up to third, second, goes the trail runner Villavicencio. Stolen base and the pitch low. Caicudo couldn't handle it. So that basically erases the pop-out bunt.
It's almost like it worked.
Aggressive play by Yuki De La Cruz, the manager, calling for that double steal. Bortka's pitch is grounded sharply to third, and it's under the glove of Farquhar. One run is in. Villavicencio will be held at third. The throw is up the line, cut off by Caicudo, and it's a 4-3 game. Late dive by the third baseman Farquhar. Baez got it by him for the RBI single.
I love the aggressiveness here from the Mets, and I think it was it's a risky call, no question, but a good call nonetheless by Yuki. I think he's realizing that this is probably the Mets' best opportunity to at least get back in this game, whether it's tying it, getting one run away, or taking the lead is what the Mets will hope here. But they've stayed aggressive, and then nice job by Baez to pick up that single.
Hernandez in. Villavicencio, good speed. The tying run 90 feet away. Rosa is the hitter. And he fouls away the first pitch. Well, the hit could tie the game, would tie the game. An extra base hit could very well give the Mets the lead ahead of the top of the ninth. They were in this spot last inning. Runner on third, one out, a chance to tie it up. Couldn't get the run in. Baez trying to steal, throw to get him, sails into center field. Villavicencio is going to score, and this game is tied, 4-4. Caicudo, who made that great catch on the dive earlier, just airmails one into center to give the Mets a run and make it a 4-4 game.
Well, how many times today, Adam, did we see a runner on third for Clearwater and then a stolen base attempt, and Jose Hernandez held to that ball? That's exactly why you do that, because if that throw goes over the head like it did there, you get the free run for the Mets, and it's tied the game.
I mean, Baez, is he going to try to steal third? He is. Here he goes. Pitches inside. Throw to get him. It sails away. Baez gets up. He's coming to the plate. Here comes the throw by Ware. It's not in time, and the Mets have taken the lead 5-4. Caicudo throws two away.
Oh, just an absolute clinic on the base paths right now by the Mets. You called it, Adam. Staying aggressive out there. Baez was hopping around, makes the run, and after one bad throw from Caicudo, he does it again. And the Mets, great job to take advantage here, and now have a 5-4 lead.
You know, it's like when Jose Hernandez stole second base early in this inning, it almost like set an alarm off for the rest of the team. Hey, we got to go. We can steal. We can run. And they've run themselves right into the lead. Time called. We have a pitch clock violation on Bortka. And for Bortka, yeah, he definitely pays the price with the walk and the hit by pitch, but he can't do anything about his catcher throwing away the ball to second and third. 2-2 pitches, grounded foul. I mean, that Jesus Baez stolen base, he was smelling blood in the water. He really was. As soon as he could, he stole third. He had it stolen easily. Caicudo, not a great throw off of Farquhar. 2-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, and that's the second out of the inning. Now, the Mets are going to have the lead in the ninth with three outs to go. The question becomes, who's going to pitch it? You got Lewis. Can he go two innings? Will they find someone else to try to close the deal? Again, the Mets pitching a little thin. As this pitch is high to Barrow. Got some hard throwers out there. Ryan Amons, Mets have liked him late in spots like this, but he just pitched in the most recent game, Sunday. There's a strike. Got the hard-throwing Wilson Lopez, who threw a lot on Sunday. And Perdomo threw a lot on Sunday. Can you maybe get Juan Arnaud to finish the deal or put it on the lefty Lewis? 1-1 pitch outside. comeback for the Mets late in this game. 2-1 pitch, a strike. And St. Lucie coming in losing 14 out of 15. Clearwater, best team in the league, winning four in a row. Clearwater pedaled to the metal in the first inning. Mets somehow survive it. And now we'll take a lead to the ninth. Three outs away from what would be maybe the most remarkable win of the season, given how these two teams entered today and started this game.
You go back to early in the game, too, when the Mets were struggling early. You thought this might be a blowout kind of game, but then pitching staff was able to settle in and bounce back, and it proved to be extremely important as the Mets have fought their way back.
It's only been one hit in this inning. That was the Baez RBI single. Breaking ball low. It's a full count on Barrow. Swing and a miss. Barrow strikes out, and the inning is over. Saborka strikes out the final two, but the damage had already been done. All the stealing and the throwing errors on Clearwater have given the Mets a 5-4 lead. It's Lewis coming back out to try to finish it off.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Gregory Lewis, a 31-pitch inning. In the eighth, gave up a run. A run that looked real costly at the time, but the Mets have overcome that. Asking him to get three outs to finish what would be a remarkable comeback victory against the top team in the league. It'll be the top of the order. Farquhar, Miller, and Caicudo, who probably has some making up to do in his mind. And it's a strike. The Mets dugout was electrified after that stolen base by Baez and scoring on the error. You keep that energy up on the mound. This pitch skips away. A key at bat with a lefty versus lefty. And then you have the top prospect on the team, Miller, right behind. One, a weak ground ball. Nope, foul. Foul. Right off the foot of Farquhar. Has reached on an infield hit and a walk. He's grounded out twice since. Lewis, the 1-2. Struck him out. Fastball at 94 with run. Ran him right out of the box. Hernandez wanted it high. Oh, hit the glove. Hit the glove. Thing of beauty. Leadoff man retired. That's huge. Now it's Miller. 1-4-3. Double into walk. Lewis, first pitch. Breaking ball. Strike one. Good slider. Mets have had some nice comeback wins this year, but it's been a while. A 1-1 pitch is high. Trailing after seven innings this year, Mets 2-19, both wins here at home. Lewis, the 2-1 pitch. Popped up in foul ground. Will the ballpark hold it? Hernandez running over near the tarp, and he's going to make the sprawling catch on the track. He's had a great day defensively. It looked like it might get out of the field of play. Maybe Ronald thinking that has to lunge back at the last moment. Easier to do without all the catching gear on. And the Mets are an out away. And it's Kaikuto, 0-3. Had the two throwaways. Very costly. Last half inning. His throw into center field brought in the tying run. Bad throw to the third baseman Farquhar brought in the winning go-ahead run. Let's hope it's the winning run. 1-0 pitch. Foul for strike one. Inside, ball two. Keaton Anthony is next. Lewis, a shaky eighth inning, but after the mound visit from Krause's pitching coach, really finished that frame nicely. 2-1 pitch, fouled away, and now the Mets are strike away from maybe their most surprising win of the year. Lewis coming set, the 2-2, a ground ball out to Houck. He will field it, barehand, throw to first, oh, it's wide, and it goes away off the wall. It'll be a hit for Kaikuto, and the game stays alive. Houck, do or die, makes a great snag with the barehand, but can't finish with the throw, and the game continues. So close. Keaton Anthony will come to the plate. Fortunately for the Mets, that ball stayed in play and did not bounce into the dugout to put Kaikuto in the scoring position. One strike and one throw away. It would have been a remarkable play by Houck to finish it off. Anthony takes a strike. Clearwater, there's a reason they are 27-12 and the best team in the league. It's hard to put them away. Lewis to 0-1. Swing and a miss. And once again, the Mets are a strike away. Anthony, last time in the eighth inning with two strikes, took a mighty hack, not protecting. Will he change his philosophy here with the game in the balance? It was set. 0-2. A flutter on the infield. Houck makes the catch. Ball game over. Mets win. What a remarkable comeback for the St. Lucie Mets. on the brink of disaster early, just minutes into the game. They find a way to get through it in the first inning, stabilize the game. They take advantage of the miscues late, and they are the ones forming the happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. What a comeback. Down 3-0 through six, scoring twice in the seventh off Ottenbright, but only giving up one hit through six shutout innings. Mets score three in the bottom of the eighth inning after trailing 4-2. They score the tying run on a throwaway by the catcher. They score the winning run moments later on another throwaway by the catcher, Kai Kuto. What a start to the homestand. Mets go 1-11 on the road trip, and they come into town against the best team in the league and pull out an amazing victory, 5-4. It looked dark, folks, early. First four batters for Clearwater get on base. A double play ended that inning with the bases loaded. And after that, Clearwater didn't do much on offense the rest of the way. Thornton held the line. 4 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Gomez was great in his first home game after that rough start down in Jupiter against the Cardinals. Lewis, great job in the ninth, finishing the game off. And now we're going to send it down to the field. Jake is standing by with Jesus Baez, who put the wheels in motion and scored the game's winning run.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting.
Thank you, Jake. And Jesus Baez, one of the heroes of today's game. He ran all over the Threshers there in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 3-run scored. A shocking finish here to this one. And let's give credit to Gregory Lewis for finishing the deal with a rather drama-free ninth inning. Shook off that infield, hit with 2 outs, and then got the easy pop-out to end the game. The Mets beat the Threshers by a score of 5-4 in the series opener. We'll come back with the postgame show on Bally Live after this.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald with you high atop the action. Third floor broadcasting booth. Jake Rick will be up momentarily. Mets win 5-4. Mets improve their record to 14-26. Threshers drop to 27-13 and say goodbye to their four-game winning streak. We'll start to roll through the highlights now of this Mets victory, as Zach Thornton gives up a hit here to Aiden Miller, second batter of the game, and it's already 1-0 Threshers. The first batter had an infield hit and a stolen base, so the next two batters would also walk, bases loaded, still nobody out. Saltabon here, grounds one to third, Barrow gets the out at home, thinking a double play, but Jose Hernandez actually had a pretty good game, dropped this. And so the runner at third base was safe. So instead of a double play, it's one out. Next batter singles. Now it's 2-0. And now you're worried about the wheels really coming off here. But, next batter hits into a double play. And the Mets would escape with a 2-0 deficit. There's an RBI hit by Pawaka Grego that made it 3-0. Clearwater really wouldn't do a whole lot the rest of the way. So Zach Thornton definitely settled down in this ball game. There's a line drive base hit by Barrow in the seventh inning. As the Mets were down 3-0 at that point in time, six shutout innings, one hit against Ottenbright. The third time through, they finally started to get to him. Here's Houck, one of the big hits in the game. Right fielder Heredia just can't make a catch. It's an RBI double for Colin. That got the Mets on the board. They would score another run on a wild pitch. There it is, as the catcher, Kai Kudo, couldn't quite get it. Ottenbright bounces it. That brings in Villavicencio, or rather Barrow, and it's 3-2. Mets looked like it might not be their night, though. In the next inning, this happened. There was a walk, a pass ball, a wild pitch, and then this bloop single in by Ware makes it 4-2, and you thought, well, the Mets, it was a good comeback, but they can't give up a run like that. But a hit batter, a walk, start the bottom of the eighth inning. There was a double steal after the Mets couldn't get a bunt down. Then Jesus Baez hits an RBI single into left. That makes it a one-run game, tying run on third base now. There's a steal from Baez to second. Throw goes into center. That's going to bring home Villavicencio as the tying run. The first of two crucial errors by Kai Kudo. Then Baez tries to steal third on the next pitch, and he does. Kai Kudo's throw is late, offline. Jesus scores. The Mets have the lead. They just run wild. Baez stealing all sorts of bases in that inning. And then Ronald Hernandez, look at this play. Unbelievable. First base, got to secure every out you possibly can. He did that, and that was the second out of the inning. And then here's this little bleeding pop-up caught by Houck, ends the game. And the Mets walk out of here with a 5-4 victory. Jake, what an emotional roller coaster of a game this was. I'm not going to lie to you, Jake. In the in the first inning there when it was 2-0 and there was a bases loaded and one out. I mean, Clearwater's Zach Thornton's approaching 30 pitches. I mean, hit a two away from being a 5-6-0 game and the Mets bullpen having to go 8 innings, but they held on.
Yeah, in that second inning, you kind of in the back of your head thought maybe, uh-oh, this could be ugly, but hey, this is a huge win for the Mets. I love this win. Like you said earlier in the game, Adam, sometimes it shows more about you when you can fight through adversity than when things are just going all well for you, and that's what the Mets did today. They fought back in this game. They did a fantastic job of staying with it. They didn't get down on themselves. They made the necessary adjustments they needed to at the plate, fought back. They got aggressive there with some fantastic stolen bases, as you guys just saw in the highlight package, and they come through and get a huge win against a fantastic Clearwater team.
Yeah, Mets have not been a threatening team on the bases this year. They haven't run them all that well, but man, tonight, that was a clinic, especially by Baez there in the eighth inning. Let's give credit to the manager, Yukari De La Cruz. After the Mets couldn't get the sack bunt down, calls for the double steal, executes perfectly, and the Mets get out of here with the win in this series opener. A thrilling game, and now we have a quick turnaround, Jake. We got an 11 a.m. game tomorrow. There's going to be a couple thousand screaming kids here. Bring the aspirin. It's going to be loud, but it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Let's hope that the Mets can carry over some of this momentum here now in this homestand and use that energy from the kids, get them rallied up, and get going here early.
Yeah, Mets now, they're done with the road. They went 1-11 on that road trip. They are 5-19 on the road, but 9-7 here at home. And they took down Jupiter for 3 games, the best team in the East a couple of weeks ago here. Now they've taken down Clearwater in game 1 of this 6-game series. I think that's just about it. We're up here in the broadcast booth at Clover Park. We're going to turn the page to tomorrow's game. It will be an 11:10 a.m. start time on Education Day. We'll go airtime on Bally Live, MILB-TV, MLB-TV at 11 a.m. Once again, your final score from Clover Park, Mets 5, Threshers 4. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your night.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.